It's 18 minutes to 8 in Washington. Last night, the Senate passed a substantial overhaul of America's immigration laws. Now, this isn't the final step towards reform, but important nevertheless as a pointer to the way the political wind is blowing across the pond in what is a pre-election year. John Sinniff of USA Today spoke to us earlier.
One of the biggest things it does is that we have, it's believed to be 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country now, many obviously from Mexico and Central America. And that's been the biggest question is, what do we do with those people? Well, this actually provides a pathway to citizenship for all of those people. And it's not without consequence. They have to jump through many hoops. They would have to really get to the back of the line. It would be a years-long process. And they'd have to pay back taxes and things like that. So it isn't, again, it's not just amnesty, which has really become fighting words in the immigration discussions in this country. One of the biggest things, and it happened first, it includes billions for border security upgrades, doubling the number of border patrol agents, for instance. And it's really a very thick and a lot of money involved in this bill.
So that's what would happen if the bill were passed. Now, it's gone through the Senate, but what does that mean in terms of it, of the final shape of legislation when the House of Representatives has considered the issue?
Well, the Republican-controlled House has made it very clear, and House Speaker John Boehner himself has said, this bill is not going anywhere. We are not going to put to a vote the Senate bill. And what that means is that it doesn't mean that the Senate bill itself is dead, that those parts, you know, aren't going to at some point have life again. But what it means is that the House will have its own version of this bill, and if they're close, they can go to what's called conference and kind of come to a, you know, come to some sort of a compromise. But the Republicans, the language they're using on this, it sounds like no one has the appetite for something this large. I mean, this would be the biggest immigration reform bill since Ronald Reagan, since 1986. This is a massive piece of legislation, and no one thought it could be done. Well, it might not get done, but the fact is, Republicans in the House, they're really walking a tight wire on this because with the growth of Latinos in this country and the support, and we've had USA Today's done polling very recently that shows much greater support now than just 5, 6, 7 years ago for this type of massive reform. If they don't handle this well in 2014 and the presidential election in 2016, they really could pay dearly.
Your newspaper, USA Today, is leading on this this morning. You clearly believe this is significant, even though it's not a done deal.
Even though it's not a done deal, the fact that it passed 68-32 vote in the Senate, that is very significant for a couple reasons. One, all the Democrats, and that was expected, would vote for it. This is, after all, the president's bill, and the president has had a big part in this. But you also pulled along 14 Republicans, so they have the stamp of a bipartisan bill. That's a big deal because, as you know, in Washington over the past 10 years, you don't get a lot of things done with both parties working hand in hand. And in the Senate, in this case, it's pretty close to it's as good as it gets.
And in terms of the likely possible timetable for legislation to emerge, finally, next year is an election year. Would you expect this to be sorted one way or the other within the next 12 months?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, as quickly as it's moving, the House even said that July 10th they're going to convene and try to draft their own legislation on this and start moving forward with it. So the inertia is there. The will is there. Clearly it's done in the Senate. The House is really where we're going to have to sit back. But if this dies and if the House doesn't get anything done with it, don't expect the Senate bill to go anywhere for a good time. It may be until the midterm elections in 2014 before there's movement on this again.
John, before we let you go, there has been a deal of information about the charges, first of all, that one of the man facing trial now in connection with the Boston bombings, about the background to this, what he's been, what charges he's facing, and also about some of his own thoughts just before he was arrested.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dukar Sarnoff, it's a 30-count indictment that came out today. And we've known a lot of what happened, how the bombs were made. A lot of this has been reported. But if you read this indictment, and it's a very long, very detailed indictment, it goes to the planning of this. It goes through every detail, every moment, through the police chase, the waiting, all of this. It says which bombs and which explosions killed who. And it really is kind of the tale of this. A couple of things are really fascinating about this. One, it happened in the state of Massachusetts, which does not have the death penalty, but this is a federal charge. So this 19-year-old absolutely could face the death penalty, and there's a good chance that he will. And as you alluded to, right before he was found, he had etched a couple things or written inside that boat. And the details of that are in this indictment. And he said, quote, "The U.S. government is killing our innocent civilians. I can't stand to see such evil go unpunished. We Muslims are one body. You hurt one, you hurt us all. Now, I don't like killing innocent people. It is forbidden in Islam. But due to said," and you can't hear what he says, or what he wrote, "it is allowed. Stop killing our innocent people, and we will stop." It's really chilling language, and after having read through a good portion of this indictment, I tell you, it is. I would not want to be his defense attorney. It's really an astounding amount of evidence against this man.
And that's John Sinniff of USA Today. 12 minutes to 8.